Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. And
hey, it's a good Friday.
Happy birthday to Friday. Our boy.
Yay! Oh, thank
Oscar
you,
Santana.
Gentlemen, thank
yay,
you.
Yay.
How Oscar's does it birthday. Feel? How does it feel? Does it feel different?
No. But I feel special in the way that people are embracing this big birthday.
What time of day were you born? Do you know what time of was your actual birth?
Oh, God. On the Aztec calendar.
The sundial?
And the sundial, it yes. was before the sacrifice. That's all I know.
Okay. I thought before the sacrifice the was sacrifice. The birth. Yes.
They held me up.
Day.
They held me up yeah. to the Incan temple and said, "Here you go, sun god."
Yes. I have a homework assignment during the show for everybody, and I'm okay. talking about everybody that's on campus, even Rofo. I know he's floating around somewhere.
Yes. Rofo.
Instead of Oscar's take on the show today, we're going to do our take on Oscar.
Oh, and yeah. Okay, I love it.
We'll go around the room for his 40th birthday to just give him our thoughts. It can be anything you want.
Bully.
Dilly dilly.
Bully dilly dilly. That's wonderful. But
celebration of a great man.
You know, since we no longer give gifts to each other
on these
birthdays. And my apologies for my voice. I'm very sorry.
No, you
Mike,
sound-
why do you apologize when you sound like you're doing Booth for CBS?
Yes, this is
fantastic.
Right.
You know,
what happens to all those Booth announcers?
Well, what happens to everybody?
Yeah, Ernie Anderson. Yeah.
The politics are growing.
Friday on the Love Boat. Friday on the Love Boat. And I've taken to making this my routine now. And this one I put a tremendous amount of time and care into.
Aww.
It. I was late for the show.
Thank you.
Because I was just wrapping it up. But I've taken pen to paper and composed for Oscar's 40th. The Oscar Santana birthday poem. Would you?
I love it.
Rob, would you like to put some? Let's pick a music bed. We always like to do that.
What mood do you seek for this?
Oh well, it's a lovely tribute. So whatever lovely tribute music you would have, and let me fix this microphone while I do that. How's that sound?
That sounds
How's
nice. That?
Yeah, Mr. O'Mara, we're just going to work on your L5.
Oh no!
Oh, there you go. How's that? Oh. All right. I hope I don't mess it up because I am a little under the weather today, so I want to make sure.
You sound fantastic.
I think.
Well, I appreciate that.
I think this might be.
Thank you very much. Perfect.
Thank you. It's Percy Faith.
You ready?
Born ready, Mike.
All right, come on now. Silence, please. This is prose.
Right.
You know, I like a quiet room. Punctuated by occasional laughter.
As they said on the Johnny Carson show, right. You've had it many times before.
Here we go.
All right.
The 40th birthday of Oscar Santana. Flags should be raised from D.C. to Montana. The men will write... one line and I can't get through it.
We like to take it from the top. We can even start the music over.
All right. Thank you.
I think that might be best.
Okay. In 3, 2...
I'm ready. The 40th birthday of Oscar Santana. Flags should be raised from D.C. to Montana. The men will raise eyebrows. The ladies will wince as the douchebag 30s has lost its crown prince.
Oh.
In honor of this, the day of his birth, we will all bow to Oscar, each creature on earth. All of the women will today keep it tight. Acknowledge their scholarships with all of their might. They will honor our Oscar with unbridled glee. They will carry a bucket for all men to see. They will try to live lives of obedient submission, for our Oscar has made that his everyday mission. And you dudes, don't get happy, for you're not exempt. Although in your hoard, you are somewhat unkempt.
Here.
How dare you?
If Oscar's big day is to be one that's fine, You will all suck it up, and nobody will whine.
Yeah.
All you minions and underlings in the great Big O crew, you probably know what you all need to do. Each one of you man boys will all get in line, and we'll offer tribute, the Santana kind. From the biggest tech geek to the serial farter, one by one, you will tell him that he is much smarter.
There you go.
Serial farter.
Serial, that's good. You got the tech geek, and you got the
I like
serial.
That's kind of my vision of
spectrum. Yeah,
that other place. Because above all things that will make Oscar happy, that is it. And if you don't say it, his day will be crappy. Other than that, things will stay much the same. Tell Rob he's lazy. Tell Mike he's lame. Torture our pony. Take Rofo to lunch. Drinks with Todd Moore. Work 15 hours on a new business hunch.
Yeah.
Try to be kind to your lovely wife, Shannon. In the White House of marriage, she's become your Steve Bannon.
Everyone gets fired eventually.
And be sure to take time to acknowledge in some way the woman who made you who you are today. Mama Zabalius will surely take stock of her wee bouncing baby's 40-year clock.
That might be my favorite rhyme yet, Mike.
She'll probably tell you that you can do better, then ask for a favor and give you a sweater. Just remember this, O, when push comes to shove, when she drives you nuts, she does it with love. And Papa, he's proud, too, of his youngest wee son, and he'll tell you sometime when he's not on the run.
He called me on WhatsApp this morning.
Well, of course he called you on WhatsApp. It's a free birthday call.
A free call from a free man.
Yes, we all love our Oscar, and we say happy day. Enjoy every minute in your own special way. On a personal note, you're unlike any other. You've been a great colleague, a friend, and a brother. I could go on and tell you you're great, but we've got stuff to do in the show. It can't wait. Besides, when I tell you that you are first rate, it won't really matter. You still will be late. Happy birthday, Oscar Santana.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Pony.
I love the poetry. I love the poetry. What are the any big plans for the weekend? Are you doing anything special? You know, you're not supposed to be making your own plans. People are supposed to be making plans for
Shannon punted, and she invited all my friends to a wonderful dinner tonight. So she invited just Marissa and Todd.
Oh, so she took the path of least resistance.
Tell and me you're not going to Clyde's.
We're going to a restaurant we go to other than Clyde's, but it's just another restaurant down the street.
It's just one of the regular go-tos.
Peach.
Let me ask this, does the restaurant serve burgers?
No.
Is it okay, good?
It's a tapas restaurant, but we've been there a zillion times. Take me somewhere new, lady. Yeah.
Nothing special.
No, no.
You know what I want for my 40th birthday? Small portions.
Yeah, but tapas is good, Rob.
It is good. I've been there.
You can get more and more. You can get lots of plates.
Sure.
Lots of plates.
You know, lots of plates.
You know what I'm going to get you for your birthday, Rob?
What's
new
that?
New shorts.
Thank you.
Because.
What is he wearing today?
Oh, he is wearing the smallest, tightest shorts I've ever seen on a man.
They are neither small nor
Please
tight.
Please look at Exhibit A, the picture I sent to you, Mike, on your phone.
And all you right, know what? You're not go. Even, you don't even. You don't even be sneaky about it anymore.
What?
And
what was that? Do you want to rephrase that?
He's not even sneaky about it anymore.
You're a broadcaster. Yes. Put the words in the right order.
Speak English.
Who were you speaking to when you said that? Just curious, because if you could have been talking about one moment or an entire career.
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it?
The shorts.
Oh, no.
Here, I'll stand up for you. Here you go, Mike.
All right, let me see the shorts. Let me see the shorts.
Not tight. Not short.
Yeah. Oh, it was just the angle.
Yeah. I don't think you've ever worn a tight pair of shorts since we made you get down to the Bay Bridge in those green shorts that we
were so tight I nearly lost a toe.
By the way, I never asked you when we did that a million years ago on the old Don and Mike show, did you think about saying I don't think this is for me? I don't think
no,
I'm
do you
do
know actually me. It is one of the last conversations I had with my mother's mother, and she said,
okay, what the problem is, Rob, the angle, because Oscar just sent me the angle.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't so it look, it looks like you're packing.
Well, you know what? You can't argue with a photograph.
Whoa, are you okay?
Oh, God, no. I'm all right.
Coronary.
I'm sorry.
Get the paddles.
I'm sorry. Oh, God. Austin, got a lot of coronary talk on the show.
Pony and
Freights
that.
On political persuasion.
That's, oh, he was, but the thing about Freights is he had not a trace of irony when he was talking about it.
No,
he was genuinely worried.
He was serious. Yeah, he was serious.
It's wonderful to watch that relationship between you two blossom.
He was serious when he came in, and he was sleepy.
Yeah, he
anyway,
was.
Anyway, it was fascinating. It was wonderful. Check out a brand new Political Persuasions this week.
Okay, and, can you dissect the picture for us?
Or can I answer the question that I was asked?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Oscar, birthday boy.
Sorry.
40.
If I see something that needs to be addressed, I have to share it with everybody.
And next time you want to address it, take a breath before you talk. It'll help. Thank you, Mike.
That's the picture he was sending me right.
Well, do we want to pause so you can have some alone time? Because that is pretty sexy.
That is pretty. What were you going to answer?
I was going to say that, you know, it was an odd and fast turnaround when one is put into a bra and wig and tight shorts.
Yes.
And my grandmother, who was in the last weeks of her life, she said, you know, that's sort of how Willard Scott got started. There's no dishonor in putting on a wacky outfit.
There it is.
There we go.
Yeah,
not a big deal.
You know what I've had done in my radio career? I've had my head shaved.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I've had my head dyed blonde.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten you couldn't have done this back in today's climate. I got into a kiddie pool and we invited kids to come down and play in the pool with me.
And you
that
know what?
That would have been the pervious thing.
You know what
I'm proud of? You know what I'm proud of? I really do believe this, Rob. My persona was so non-pervy.
Yeah.
Not now. Not
I'm
like
kidding,
it is
of course.
Now.
I'm kidding, no. Of course.
You know, the guy from Ren and Stimpy being a perv, that's top of mind today. You know, God. I don't know. Some guy from Ren and Stimpy, I was reading online.
He got accused of
sexually harassing youngsters that were trying to get into animation. You didn't read that?
I did not see that today.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not sure.
Maybe it's the show's creators. So
I'll find out for you.
I withdraw it.
Yeah, find out. It's somewhere in there.
That's the
Mike O'Mara show. All of us on top of today's headlines.
Ren and Stimpy is a deep cut. I'm sorry.
Ren and Stimpy was a deep cut some years ago.
Yes. Talk about Roseanne. I'm on top of that.
I'm
I'm out on that one now.
You didn't like it?
Why?
No, I'm not watching it. I'm not going to watch it. F her. Honest to God.
What happened?
No, put the politics on your show. That's fine. Make it part of the show. But then when Cheeto calls her, you know, that's
pissed me off.
Yeah. Well, it's just I'll have to ease back in.
Okay.
You know, and it's like hijacking the great success, which is so low.
Yeah, that's what he does, though.
To me, yeah. But anyway, what were you saying, Rob?
I remember when you got your hair bleached blonde that you went through physical pain because of the they had to.
Because Don wanted to give it one more go. He didn't feel like it was blonde enough.
They had to strip the color before they added the blonde.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nasty.
You actually dyed it.
Yeah, and he wore a leather Oakland Raiders training outfit. Yeah. It was really a good
sweatshoot.
Sweatshoot. Yes. Hey,
that's
man.
That's exactly what it was.
What
it was
are you wearing?
I am wearing a leather black and silver Oakland Raiders sweat outfit. And you better believe when you wear leather from head to toe, you're going to sweat your ass off, ladies and gentlemen.
Has anybody found the Ren and Stimpy creator?
What's
thing?
It's
John.
Oh, John Kricfalusi.
Yeah. Story. In 1994, Bird was just 13 when she wrote to... How do you say it?
John Kricfalusi.
Kricfalusi.
God, that's a tough name. Way to go, Rob. Good
then, 39, his response was effusive. I don't know.
Effusive
what that
is correct. Very good.
By her account.
Two compliments for both my compadres.
He
way
soon
to go.
Began her, sending her toys and art supplies. 3 years later, when she was 16, he allegedly began sexually abusing her.
Oh, see?
Yes.
And then for kids that want to get into animation,
that's sickening.
Bird said the alleged assailant flew her to his Los Angeles studio, and on the same trip began touching her sexually before her senior year in high school in 1997. Bird and the alleged assailant again flew to Los Angeles to be his intern and live-in girlfriend, an open secret reportedly known by their coworkers.
Yeah, so there it is. That's even though that was not, you know, that was just a blip on the animation radar.
In a statement,
Kricfalusi,
lawyer admitted that for a brief time, 25 years ago, he had a 16-year-old girlfriend. So casual.
Yeah, very cavalier. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Unreal. Unreal.
That's like, that really is like saying, well, for a brief moment 25 years ago, my client killed a person.
Yeah.
Right. But only for a moment.
Remember DC Radio that in the 1980s, was it? Maybe the early 1980s, that the, you know, the women, the girls would show up at the radio station, and the DJs were, the night DJs usually that were involved with this, were talking about the fact that they were misled because they thought these women, because they were so made up, that they were older. Remember that big controversy around DC Radio where some of these guys
got
nailed for that? Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it's just, I don't know. But I mean, they claim that they didn't know they were as old as this is a guy that knew exactly what was going on.
This is another accuser says that she was pursued by this guy when he was 49 years old, when she was 18, and he begged her to be in a relationship. She said that he added that he'd wait naked for her in the studio.
Oh, God. Come on.
Well, that's okay. What happened when I interviewed for Mike's internship.
Well, you know what? I stand by that. You know what?
But you were seated.
Right. And this guy was 49 when he did this, and so was I. And that's that means only one thing.
What's that?
Oscar's going to have to wait 9 years before he does it. That's it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Moses, this is the Lord thy God commanding you to obey my law. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, I hear you. A deaf man could hear you.
What?
Nothing, Gornish, forget it. Oh, Lord, what would you have me do for you?
I shall give you my laws, and you shall take them unto the people.
Yes, Lord! Oh, hear me! All pay heed! The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15... Oi. 10 commandments for all to obey.
For this night is over. One of you shall betray me 3 times.
No.
Master, how can you feel that anyone here would betray you? You who we would follow even unto our death.
Does everybody want soup?
Please, we must talk. This may be our last supper.
Hey, it's my first order. Oh, look, one little question. I'll let you all go. Are you all together? Or is it separate checks?
Please, go away! Go away!
All right, okay.
But one who sits amongst us has already betrayed me this night.
Who?
Who?
Who? Who can it be?
Judas! Do you want a beverage?
No! Leave us alone!
Go! Go!
Please. All right. Jesus.
Yes.
What?
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 Yes.
Jesus!
What?
Yes.
What?
You said what?
What?
Nothing.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Perfect Mike day for
O'Mara,
that.
Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. This is going to be a goofy show today. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's brought to you by Legacy Box. We've been telling you about Legacy Box. You got to get yours. It's time to digitize your family's memories. You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. Rob, are you excited about your Legacy Box?
Mine is due any day. And I think one thing we haven't emphasized enough, I was a little hesitant to mail away my videos. Because you know,
because you're a hoarder.
Because I'm a hoarder. Mm-hmm. But do you know they let you know where they are every step of the way? You get emails about every other day. We've received them.
Yes.
We're digitizing them. We're finishing them up. You never feel like you're out of control or you're going to lose them because they're taking such good care of
Absolutely.
You. It's great.
You send in your Legacy Box. You fill it with old home movies and pictures, and they will do the rest. They digitize your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic.
Yes.
It's like magic. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated every step of the process. It's wonderful. There has never been a time, a better time, to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS to save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past. So, a special day. 40 is a milestone birthday.
Yes. It is.
And our boy Oscar Santana celebrating his 40th birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
As you. Someone who is really, I will tell you this, 40 to me may be more significant than 50.
I would agree, because I'm staring down 50 myself, and yeah, I remember 40 was 40 was just a big like deal.
30, you're a young guy. 40, you're an old guy. That's it. That's the line of demarcation right
Unless
there.
You're on the West Coast.
Yes.
Because if you're on the West Coast, and I include...
Because of the time difference?
30, you're
and
an
I include
guy.
Phoenix. No. This is actually... It's the opposite of that, Mike.
Really?
I would say line of demarcation on the map is Arizona and up, right?
Okay.
Because the guys that I knew and I currently know that are in their 40s when I was in my 30s in that area of the world...
Yeah.
They don't act like they're 40. They act like they're in their 30s. They work hard. They're you know, they have their own enterprise, or they
work out. They keep
work
it
out.
Tight.
Yes.
Beautiful skin tone.
All I can tell you is when I turned 40, I spent 2 years finding just desperately trying to find a woman who was 20 years younger than I was. That's what I did. So I occupied every waking moment. You know, it's like, sorry.
How old were you when you met Carla?
Well, you know what? You're going to read a lot about the fact that the police report is completely wrong on that. No, not with a Ren and Stimpy guy. We shouldn't make jokes about that.
That's
no,
not I funny. Was, Pony, why do you make those jokes?
I have
and
a problem,
she was man. Of age. She was 18. She had the fake ID.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
I was 42.
She could buy cigarettes, not beer.
I think I was 43 and Carla was 40. I was 43 and Carla was 22.
Just turned 22. I remember that, hearing those whispers.
She turned 22. We met in the fall, and I think you're absolutely right. We met in the fall.
Was it back to school night?
It was the middle school. I was eating an ice cream cone.
No.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, Michael. No. She was, and every right out of the gate, people were giving me a hard time about it, and she was pissed about it.
Really?
Because they were talking about that she was not young enough to get into the bar.
Oh,
you know, and,
old enough.
That was it. And not old enough. Not old enough to get in the bar. And everybody was getting freaked out about it. The fact, I almost said it again.
You stopped it. That's good.
You're under duress.
I'm going to give you just a mini alarm then. That's all.
Second. 15, it'll be in October. It will be 15 years as a couple and 9 years of marriage.
That's great. 24
so
years
all
total.
All the naysayers that, you know, there were some horrible things said to Mrs. O'Mara in My Little Irish Pub in that nasty, mean town of
Manassas. Well, it's a hateful city. Or is it a town?
Totally
I'm sorry.
Hateful
it's, town.
It's a town.
Township.
Town. Yeah, it's a hateful town there, but... No,
they should have hated on more important things like the fence made of bicycles.
I'm curious. Yeah, there was a house there that the lady used to make fences out of bicycles. It's like artwork.
Yeah, oh, it was great.
You're like, hey, I saw
it. It's like going to the Hirshhorn.
Take that into the backyard.
Yeah. I remember.
You got a backyard, you can paint that.
I went to a meeting when I was trying to get a sign for my bar.
Right.
And there was another meeting of they called it the Architectural Review Board. And they used to give people a hard time about whether they would have a plastic fence or a wood fence, that kind of crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there was another meeting where they were going to put in this condo development. And we went to speak for the condo development because it was going to benefit our business.
Sure.
And the only thing that was there was a vacant lot. And these people were talking about the historic preservation of the city. I said, what, we're going to preserve that lovely abandoned car wash with the needles in it? You know, is that what we're trying to preserve here?
But you have to be fair.
You're not talking about open space. You're talking about a place where they used to have, like, fuel tanks.
Manassas is the national capital of porches propped up by 2x4s.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That
yes,
they love is. Because
and,
it's wood.
And used tires. Oh, used tires.
Someone got hurt on the killed on that car, at that car wash, by the way. That one that
Planet
we used to
car
go.
Wash?
Yeah, Planet Car Wash.
Very
Planet spicy. Auto Wash?
The one near your old
they
house.
They used to advertise on the Mike O'Mara show.
Yes.
The new one that opened up. I guess
the one with the conveyor belt.
Some freak accident sent a Jeep into the driveway and then just ended up killing someone. This happened like 4 days ago.
God, at wow. a car wash?
Yeah, and I was like, well,
oh God,
that's you the worst.
You know when your ticket is up if you get killed at a car wash.
Carrie used to work at a car wash. She did.
She worked at a car wash?
Yeah, Carrobics in Newport News, Virginia.
Was she cashier?
No, she was the... Do you ever see that commercial?
Was she selling meth out of it?
with the girl washing the car? No, she was a cashier. But one of the funniest things Carrie ever said is when she graduated from college, her sister Angie gave her a beautiful briefcase as a graduation gift. And she said, this will be great. I can take all my stuff to the car wash in it.
She liked working at the car wash?
It's a job she liked. Yeah, she liked that.
Really?
She also delivered auto parts because her dad was in tires. So he was sort of connected around
there. He was in tires?
Yeah, he ran a Firestone dealership.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Did you get great tire discounts?
No, he was phasing himself out of the business by the time I got into the family. But I did get a lot of Firestone brand Christmas albums. He had a complete set.
You guys have been down here. You know Cocoonville, and Cocoonville is broken up into different sections.
Sure.
And Hurricane Irma, when it came through, not only devastated some of the trees here, in fact, probably 50% of them, knocked them all down, and they did an amazing job cleaning up. There was a community in here that's won over from mine that got particularly hard hit. They had an old roof structure over there, and the roofs got horribly damaged in this community. There is a crew that came in here that they waited and they waited and they waited. They have blue tarps on these buildings, and because of the amount of work that needs to be done down here in West South Florida, it took them months to get people to come out. When these guys arrived, I have never in my lifetime seen a work crew that worked like these guys. They dismantled the existing roof. They tore it down.
Wow.
They tore it off. They put the paper up. They put the shingles up, and they were flying. And this is what you would hear on a daily basis. You would hear the tat 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 tat
with a gun.
The gun. There are these guys, and I think there may be two of them on the whole crew. There are these guys that are super skilled, and I was so impressed, Oscar. I was so impressed that I'm out there. And I'm taking the bike around, and I go in through this neighborhood, and I've got a translate feature in my phone.
Oh,
and
cool.
I wanted to tell them, greatest work crew in Florida. So I swear to God, I wanted to do that. And I said to them, mejor equipo de trabajo en Florida. Did I say it the right way?
Mejor equipo is the best team.
Equipo.
Yes.
Equipo. I said equipo.
It's fine.
At any point during this.
Equipo de trabajo. No, I needed to tell these guys.
That they're kicking ass and taking names.
You have not seen work. The amount of work. I am talking about, these are connected condominiums.
Right.
That as far as the eye can see, and they blasted through, and they finished, not yesterday, the day before. And it was amazing to watch. It was really,
how did
really
they
just
receive your compliment?
The guy loved it. The guy gave
good.
Me a thumbs
okay.
up, and he
good.
Was
yeah,
and I directed at the guy with the gun, the nail gun, and he gave me a thumbs up. And let me there, you can tell when anybody that's ever built a house, anybody that's ever worked
you
in construction,
are, this is the inner cookie of Mike O'Mara.
The song
with all the bluster and like
bravado.
All this nonsense that half the people you want to say that he's some sort of monster. This is the man that sees people hard at work and wants to give them a compliment.
Yeah.
Well, and he does not know the language, el idioma, and he's like, I'm going to go tell him something as a white devil and figure it out because I need to tell them.
It would really, really make me, it would just make me a little happy if the people down here, really, if the people
if they realized
down here would get out of their own world for 5 seconds. And I no one I guess, shared my excitement. I don't live in the community. I was just watching the progress they were making. And when you see people that, you know, hey, look, I will be first to say when it looks like there's a crew down here, and I don't want to get political on it,
no,
but I'm just going to say this, that the laborers that drive the economy of South Florida are predominantly Hispanic. And I'm just, all you have to do is come down to where I live. And I'm just talking about my backyard. Sure. I am looking at my backyard, and I'm looking at a level of work ethic that it's rare. It's rare for me to see it in crews that I've used back in Virginia and things like that. When I've had things built, it's stunning to watch. And it's the, if you want to talk about a culture, and we've heard an awful lot of talk about culture and walls and people coming in. Let me tell you about a culture where you can look at these guys, and I've studied them. I was watching them. You couldn't, if you slacked for 5 seconds, I know The culture of this work crew was, no, it's just not part of the DNA.
They had to knock it out that day. They had to finish it up that day.
Yeah. And it was stunning to watch. And I don't know why. I mean, I actually got pretty, chugged up about it. And I was, and I would mention it too. And then see, and then, hold on. I want to show you this because it was like giant letters on my translate that I didn't want them to see because my pronunciation was so perfect. But it was really a giant, the mejor equipo de trabajo in Florida. And it was giant letters like that. And by the way, everybody should get, these are free apps, and you can
translate.
Can talk to anybody.
Google Translate works as
Carrie
well.
Carrie uses it when she was a salesperson. You know, we had international shoppers all the time come through her shoe store. She uses Google Translate all the time.
If you have a clean lady from another land and she speaks Spanish and you want her to put away things in the proper places, all you have to say is la cocaína va en este lado y la marihuana va aquí.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I think
that's international for everything. That's like the clothes go here and that goes there.
I think Arnold used that app to bang his housekeeper.
Yeah. On the dryer. Thank you. We'll take a break on that one. Thank you very much. We will take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to Pony about Far Cry 5.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Buddy.
Hey.
That's right. That's why I took the picture of Zoolander last night.
Oh, that was my favorite post of the week.
Thank you. A lot of people liked it. Yeah. We'll take a break. Come back more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
So by saying butch, you're just kind of like a tomboy is what you're saying.
I was.
Okay.
For prom, my mom wanted me to wear a dress, which I agreed to because I wanted to.
But you were miserable.
Yeah. I just don't really like the way I look in dresses and in makeup.
But no inkling of your orientation at that particular time.
No, I didn't know it was like, okay. I didn't think people were actually gay because I didn't know any gay people.
Where'd you grow up?
Outside of Philly.
Oh, man.
Gay?
Yeah, use gay.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Bonus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, there's my little guy coming into the house. I got a window out there. Yes, sir.
He's on spring break?
Yep. You know, he's got a good fry. He's got a good fry today. So there he is. All right. Being helped into the house by the chief nurturer in charge. All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Chief nurturer.
That was an odd aside.
Sorry, did that slip out? Hey, honey, let me give the commercial and come in here for a second. I want to. You don't want to come in here? Come on. What?
What about honor and obey?
Tell us about her vows. How dare she?
This section of the, she just worked out, so she said she's all sweaty. She doesn't want to come in here.
I'm sweaty.
Come on, you just worked out. Everybody works out.
She's doing the show.
You don't need to be an expert to know that consolidating debt into a low fixed rate can save you money. Excuse me. Especially when the average interest rate on credit card debt is a staggering 17% APR. Let's talk about Lightstream. With Lightstream, you get a credit card consolidation loan with fixed interest rates as low as 5.49% APR with autopay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest on loans from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. Plus, it's entirely online, and you see your interest rates before you apply. Lightstream, a division of SunTrust Bank, and it's backed by the Rate Beat program. Lightstream will beat any qualifying interest rate presented by any other lender. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for our listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans, same day funding, and rate beat program.
She was taping a special across the hallway. Let's bring in Mrs. O'Mara right now.
Come, oh, she is in, coming in. Hi. Good.
Come on in. Say hi to the guys. Come on.
Come on in.
Okay.
Hi. Oh, there you,
yay,
go.
Woo!
Happy birthday, woo, Oscar.
Thank you, Carla. Can you clear
are
something
you
up?
Special?
Yes. Finding out how young you were when your husband met you.
I was 23.
Oh. 23.
he so was close. 24?
You were 44.
Oh, okay, so okay. I was 44, she was 23.
We you're thought it was 19 going on 20.
Are you kidding? He thought that?
No, we thought that.
Oh,
I
no.
thought you were 22.
Well, no, what I he did is he actually sang, Carla. He said, you are 16 going on 17. He loves show tunes.
Funny. Yeah.
Thanks for taking care of me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
You think you could do it with just a little more love, though?
Uh-oh.
What happened?
What more can I give you? Hmm? What more love?
Sounds like
can
Mel
I give
Karmazan
you?
Said that to me.
Is she wearing cufflinks?
What more can I do for you?
We can go get you Delsim after the show, okay?
Is that the best cough medicine?
I think that's pretty good.
I like that.
Rob, what's the best cough medicine? You got the worst lungs on the show.
Delsim for over the counter, Delsim is the best to go. But if you can get to the to the doctor, get some of that magic codeine stuff. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
I can't even get to see him.
Really? Well, go to, you know what? Urgent Care hands that stuff out like Tic Tacs. Go to an Urgent Care.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Urgent Care. Med I'm not
Express.
That sick.
All right. Might go are because you, it's urgent.
Are you going to go to the drugstore now?
No.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go take a shower.
Yes. That was the best no I've heard in months.
Nope. We'll take care of you though, okay?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I love you.
Bye. All right.
Oh my god.
She loves you so bad.
So hard.
That's yeah. my life right there.
Yeah.
There's no nurturing
no.
in her.
No.
She doesn't do that very well.
That's
she's really good, like, during the surgeries and stuff. I mean, she was, like,
I
matter
love
of fact.
Surgeries. It's plural.
The multiple there were multiple surgeries. There I have were. Two artificial hips.
I know. Hey, can Oscar and I do a quick playlist? We don't do this often on the show. Don't. I will all play right. Mike, and you can play Carla.
Okay.
Are you going to go to the drugstore and get me some medicine?
No.
And scene.
Yeah, and scene. There it is.
A wonderful thing for his birthday.
Yeah. Hey, she got a good deal on the, you know, the manager of the Walmart gave her a good deal on a vacuum. We talked about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. So, yeah. So that's it. I don't have any other
No, you're fine, Mike.
No, it's good.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
When you're sick, do you feel like you are more needy than you should be?
Let me explain exactly what happened last night.
Okay.
Oh, so right? there is a story that that's illustrative.
This has
of
come
what
from
happened.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 2 days ago, I was just getting this. It was in the initial stages. What I did was I maintained a full schedule, which is taping two shows
yes.
and then meeting my pals and getting out there on a golf course that can best be described as dry and dusty and covered with poison.
Yeah, desolate.
That was probably not the best move. And even what I did afterwards was really not the best move. Now, normally I get done with my mates and I have a beer or two and I move on. But Carla, I knew was, I don't know where she was, but she was out with the little guy. So I had a couple of hours like to myself and I lingered. I lingered longer.
Yeah.
And what I did was I had a beer, but because my chest felt bad, I had a Grand Marnier with every beer that I had. And oh. I think I had two.
And this is like
no.
afternoon
so I think the
drinking.
The combination was three beers, two Grand Marniers. And I'll tell you something. Your boy, who's been a lifelong imbiber, by the time I got home, it was 6:30 and I was done.
You
I was
really
done. I
shouldn't
shared,
be having cordials
me.
Before 7, Mike.
Carla said at 8:30 I was in the couch. By 9:30 I was actually sawing wood and she could not wake me. I woke up yesterday morning.
She started to get your paperwork in order.
If you get, it's all signed. Draft.
Let him sleep.
I woke Plan up B, on Michael. Thursday. I woke up on Thursday, and I literally had trouble getting out of bed. I was that out of it. I was completely. Yeah. By the way, this
were you on
the
any
time,
medication, even just like an over-the-counter cold medication?
Little NyQuil here and there. Little NyQuil, little
but not.
NyQuil.
It never touched the Grand Marnier.
I didn't
time.
Do any NyQuil on Wednesday night into Thursday.
Good.
I didn't touch it.
Didn't
in fact,
need
I
it.
Didn't touch it last night either. So, flash forward to Thursday. I'm yes. waking up. I got two shows to do. I do the regular show
two
and I do Political Persuasions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm out with my mates again for an extra day. That's why I was giving you the hard time about
right.
being late and stuff like that. I barely make it. And let me tell you, running over to do that, it's just not, it's not in my, I don't like being late for anything.
That's-
and so but I go out there and it's drier, it's dustier, I'm hacking more and I do it. And then my wife and I have this health discussion that we've got to get back on the train to, you know, eating sensibly.
Right.
Just like
and,
Ozzy.
Yeah.
Doing the vegan when we can, managing the vegan, obviously moderation in all things, but
you said
but
you
reducing
aren't vegan anymore.
Reducing. Well, we're not. I'm not going to call myself vegan if okay. I don't do vegan like for 10 years.
Let
you
me.
Know? I mean,
jump
it's,
to
I
his
think
defense
it's a,
here. What happened is when he did that vegan experiment, he found aspects of the vegan diet that worked for him.
Phenomenal,
and yeah. he will carry
Absolutely
those over.
Phenomenal,
and, but he won't hardline it.
And I'm never going to eat meat the way I used to. It's just not. I'm. It's not in
with
my.
Your hands.
And that's what veganism is. Yeah, turkey legs with my hands. May
Bring
I continue?
Me the Delsums.
Thank you.
It.
Dilly dilly. May I continue?
Yes. I wish you would.
All right. So we determine that that we start today. And when I eat oatmeal for breakfast that is flavored the way this was, which is the old style way that Mrs. O'Meara would flavor the oatmeal, it's basically flavored with sawdust and Elmer's glue. It is not, it's just you're eating it, but you're eating the way and by the way, when you want to lose weight, it's been my experience that you really do kind of eat for fuel.
That's it.
The way.
You got
yes,
to.
You can enjoy things, but let's be honest. If you really want to not have sugar and not have salt and everything's going to be
because
bit for a while.
Really, oatmeal in a perfect world should taste like an oatmeal cookie. It
right.
should have sugar. It should have cinnamon.
Yes.
It should have raisins.
It'd be delicious yes. and yummy and all that. So last night was our what we described as, Carla said, how about a last hurrah?
Oh,
and the last hurrah was that we were going to Louis Gina's.
Oh,
this is a new player on my card.
Yes, it is close.
I need an update.
It is wildly popular.
Of course.
And we go to Louis Gina's. Now, because of the Grand Marnier the night before, I get to... Yes, what? What are you saying?
Are you talking about Louis Gina's?
Yeah, Louis Gina's.
I can't even tell you how disgusting I feel today after eating so much food.
But it was good.
It was delicious.
It was fantastic. They were nice, weren't they?
I'm so disgusted.
That's why I'm giving them
ourselves.
A plug, because they were wonderful. I know. You ate like a
I'm
wild
bloated.
Animal.
Yep.
Hey, let's bring the little guy in here. What did
it's a family affair.
Yeah.
Hey, come here, Michael. Come here. What did you have? Come here, buddy.
Did
here.
It, does he feel bloated?
No, he never feels
What if you picked him up and he weighed like
he
110 pounds?
Oh, my God. Look at him. He's like a little man. He grows
he has,
every day
tape.
We see him.
He has tape. He has. What do you have here? Oh, you got a car? You got a
oh,
car.
Got his
Walmart truck.
Yeah.
That's the Walmart truck. There's
yeah.
The stories. You want to say hi to the guys?
Hi.
Oh, so
hi, Michael.
Say hi
little
guys.
Michael.
Hi.
You got to talk
hi.
Into the microphone. You got to talk
Hi.
Into-
are you excited for Easter?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you expect to happen on Easter? Will you worship and go to Mass?
No.
I'm mad at Rob now.
Hold no, don't be mad at me. Yeah,
the Easter bunny's coming. The Easter bunny's coming.
It. Yeah, the Easter bunny's coming. He's going
to
bring good stuff.
Everybody.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Michael.
Go Loyola Chicago.
Woo!
Can you make a funny sound for us? What's a funny sound you can make? Make a lion sound.
Wow, that was perfect. Thank you. Man, he takes after you so
okay.
much.
All right, visitation hours are over.
You're so grumpy.
I'm sure he's going to run into the other room and his mother will nurture him.
Yeah, sure. Unless he's sick. Then all bets are off.
So it's, what's it called? Fuanguilas?
Louis Gina's.
Louis Gina's. How do you spell
and,
it?
Luigina apostrophe S.
Oh, I thought it was a guy, Luigina, but
this
it's one
is
word.
This is a joint that opened a couple of years ago that's become wildly popular, and it's, as the crow flies, one of the closest places to our joint. We went there, we sat at the bar, we had a delicious Italian dinner, and it was absolutely spectacular. Here's what happened to me. Because of the drinking of the night before, I said, I am not, alcohol will not be touching my lips tonight. I've got another show to do today. I've got to be, and I'm not feeling well. I'm feeling terrible, as a matter of fact. So I've got to, stay on something soft.
Sure.
I order two gigantic iced teas.
Oh, that's you're hydrating stuff. Yourself.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake, I made the comment, rather, that, oh, man, I'll be up till 3 o'clock with these. What I didn't realize, I really would be up till 3 o'clock.
Oh,
the caffeine,
no.
11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock comes by. Sleep is nowhere near me, and I wasn't going to take another drug to go to sleep. I wasn't doing that. So I was up.
You're nearly off caffeine now,
aren't you? I got to bed at 2:30 in the morning. What?
Aren't you nearly off caffeine now?
Caffeine, not off of it. I have a tea in the morning, but caffeine just whacks me out.
Sure.
So I was up, went to bed at 2:30, woke up at 5:30, hacking, stayed up for an hour, went to bed at 6:15, got up at 7:45. And
damn,
here we are,
Daniel.
Here we are with our unprepared show. Thank
no,
you.
This, Mike, this is a deep dive into
my process.
How much you sleep.
Yeah,
I'm blown away. Wow.
Yeah. It's not cool.
And you tweeted yesterday.
Yeah, tweeted a lot.
Yes, yesterday. I was like, man, my feed's all full of the real Omera. Gotta meet this guy.
Yeah, well, the real Omera. I was like tweeting to Laura Ingraham.
I saw that. I was like, yeah.
What'd you tell her?
Huh?
What'd you tell her?
What's what?
I almost slipped there. I told her what a monster she is for picking on those kids at Parkland.
Yeah.
Stop it. Cut it out. Stop it. Pick on the grown-ups. Pick on political people. Don't pick on kids.
Yeah,
I'm losing my voice just talking about it.
You know what I love? I'm reading.
It's like Seinfeld a little bit.
I'm reading his message and I'm like, this is what I meant. Like, he's engaging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so proud, like a beaming sun. I was like, my mom's using her iPhone. This is great.
You know what? Much more positive response when I engage about like margaritas or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, people like
want
to drink.
Me. You're right. Just like you said, 40-year-old. The fact is, people, there it is. The fact is, I said it.
People want
me to be fluffy and doughy and happy and joy, but I can't be. When you got, you know, lady with wearing a cross on her chest saying, I'll apologize because it's Holy Week. Okay, Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa, bottle blonde Laura Ingraham Hammond.
You know what? She needs is some nurturing.
I bet she hasn't gotten a lot of nerds.
No,
oh, come on.
She was the DJ that was on our station in DC.
DJ,
hey man,
remember that?
DJ, yeah.
Come on after us. Or
after
something
us.
Like that?
It's Holy Week.
Holy Week. Yes, I think she's a big Catholic. I think.
Okay.
I think she wears.
And there's
the cross
nothing wrong with that. But you giving your hypocritical.
I was a big Catholic. She's a big Catholic, and I didn't wear the cross on me all the time, and then say horrible things to kids.
Yeah,
that's the rub.
Like the cross is going to defend. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more. I hope you enjoy the visit with my family.
I love it.
We'll be right back.
Well, hello there. I'm Bunny. Easter is my favorite time of the year. The weather is getting warmer, and spring is busting out all over, if you know what I mean. How do I treat my peeps this time of year? It's with a TMOS bonus show subscription. One click on the bonus show banner at mygomerashow.com allows me to send the funny right to their inbox. I could also print a gift certificate and stuff it in an egg and give it to them in person. So, don't be a tick or a leech. They're gross and totally not sexy. Click that banner in a furious manner and give a bonus show subscription today. Happy Easter.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Oh.
You got
Pay attention.
This. You got this.
You need to hear this. It is a fact that interest rates are going up, so all TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance, to take cash out, or pay off debt before rates go up further. Cornerstone First Financial is here to help. They can figure out your best financial play and get it done for you so you save money. Plus, Cornerstone is still saluting our real-life heroes with the Hometown Heroes program. Heroes like police, firefighters, teachers, and veterans, the good guys. These heroes will receive 20% of the participating real estate agent's commission toward their closing costs. So, if you're a hero buying or selling a home, please visit cornerstonefirst.com and they'll connect you with the real estate company that covers all the states they're licensed in. Plus, you'll get a free appraisal from Cornerstone, so this is huge. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial. Their number is 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, and now Georgia. Georgia. Thank you to all of our heroes from Cornerstone First Financial. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Yeah, I am very, very excited. We're going to take my little guy out to Zoomers today. We're going to
What is Zoomers? Down here.
It's a little child's amusement park. It's like an amusement park in miniature. It's got little mini roller coaster. It's got a little mini bumper car. It's got go-karts that he loves.
He's got to be the perfect age for it. He's got to be the perfect age for that place.
Well, it was either that or Lion Country Safari, which, you know, I'm not driving over to Miami to look at an ostrich. Thank you very much.
Right? Not gonna, you know, you always say that.
Did anyone see the viral video of the cheetah that got into the Jeep with the guy and was in there for 10 minutes?
It was like gentle. Compelling. Yes.
It was not gentle. It was checking it
terrifying.
Out.
Terrifying.
Yeah, but
what
it was
gentle.
But I mean, it's always to me.
Mallet head. It weird, wasn't gentle. Dude.
It's always to me odd when they're not in ferocious mode.
Oh, the cheetah was gentle.
Yeah, that's what I'm
not
saying.
Not the video.
No.
Okay, the video was terrifying.
Yes, the video was terrifying.
He was, I would gather, he started rolling his camera in selfie position after the thing got into the vehicle.
To document
which to me is
whatever happened.
Yeah.
Amazing composure because you don't know if the thing, that thing kills you in 1 second. Mm-hmm. That is just like a cougar or any of the bit. But what we're talking about, if you haven't seen this viral video, check it out. It is a cheetah. Some guys out in Africa on safari.
Look like a younger cheetah in their teens.
Yeah, it looked like a younger cheetah, but definitely full grown. Yeah,
definitely can kill you.
And the cheetah gets in and is just sitting there checking out his vehicle. And this guy is staring forward, making not a movement, but holding his camera to look at this cheetah, and then the cheetah gets on the front of the car, and in the background you can see another cheetah that's running in the background. And you go out on these safaris, they're wild animals, anything can happen.
And you would think that the other cheetah is going to see the other cheetah and say, hey, that looks like a good idea. I'll ride shotgun.
It was it was also, there's a couple of things at play here.
What's that, about 1:45 in the morning?
That he took his phone, and it's not hard to do it with one hand, so you could almost say, okay, I'm going to die. I want everybody to know how I went out, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you throw that.
But I mean, of course, as soon as it attacks, the camera's going to fall out of his hand and all that.
But at least you hear it, right? Mm-hmm. At least something's going on.
Yeah. I'm so sensitive for my own family. I want to hear the sound of crushing bones when
Monday's audio vault, Mike. Monday.
I also was like, well, all that Cheeto dust on his upholstery is just going to be a nightmare to clean. He needs something.
Dander. Cheetah dander.
Yeah, Chester, when he gets in there, never gets out.
Cheeto dust. Get it?
Cheetah dust. Lovely cheetah dust. Yeah.
Once it gets in the seats, Mike, it is impossible to get out. I mean, it's just streaks of orange.
Scary. Very scary.
Have you ever done a drive-through safari thing like that?
I haven't. I checked this website out, and I could be totally wrong. They do have a lion over there, but it looked to me like they mentioned the animals in singular form.
Oh, that's not good.
It is literally a drive-through safari, but it was a long way to travel, and he's 4 years old, and I am withholding the overstimulating amusement.
They're not going
to
remember.
That they're not going to remember.
No. I
don't
think they'll start at about 8. Eight is a good age to start.
I think 7 or 8 would be reasonable. You just gear these trips to what I want, a big bang for the buck. When my kid goes to these places, I'd like him to
You know what I remember, Mike? The first fun thing I ever did with my dad was when he took me to a James Bond movie, and I was probably 7, and I was not allowed to go in. It was definitely an older movie because there's a lot of sex and the murders. But it was
like 85.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting there and saying, wow, this is the biggest TV I've ever seen. And no other kids were there. It was just my dad needed to get out of the house. He wasn't going to tell my mom we were going to go see a James Bond movie, so he dragged me along with him. And we never talked about it. It was just fun, him and I.
That's cool. You know, I look back and I'm trying to think when I was a little kid, and I'm thinking my dad, I can get a window into the taste he had in movies. You would think being a part of World War II, he would not have wanted to see war movies, but he did. He took me to Tora,
yeah,
which was the story of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Which was, I'm not even sure how old I was when he took me. He took me to another one, Ice Station Zebra.
Horrible movie. Oh, it's horrible, so bad. Movie. It was Howard Hughes' favorite film.
Done on a back lot.
Yeah, of course.
And, it was good enough for me.
I think
then,
World War II vets were more likely to embrace the wartime experience and the wartime movie than wars since then.
Because all I know is I played with a Japanese rifle as a toy in my backyard that is rotting in Glastonbury, Connecticut, somewhere in the backyard now, because my father didn't want to have anything to do with that at the end. But I mean, it was Tora that I still remember because it was so rare, and it was probably not that with you too, Oscar. So rare that you would actually go to a movie with just your dad.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and by the way, I sound like the old man. Kids these days, they get to see the movie.
Don't watch them on your phone.
Superman 2 is another movie. I remember the theater we went to. The first one we saw in Silver Spring. I think it's an AMC theater now down.
Right.
And then the other one was in Rockville. And I was like, Dad, and this is when you're a kid, so you think driving 5 minutes is far.
Right.
I'm like, why are we driving so far to see Superman? He's like, this is the only time that works for Papa. And it's all in Spanish. And we get there, and I was like, I'll drive anywhere for Superman, walking out, you know? Like, and by drive, I meant ride.
Yeah.
Right. Are you feeling... You sound like you're feeling a little nostalgic.
Well, my dad called me this morning.
On WhatsApp
for free, the cheap bastard. And
anything kind, anything reflective?
It was so not. It was nice? Like so out of character for him. Because usually it's a Hotmail, because he's an old man, and that comes in. He's like, Oscar, today is your birthday. Like, it's like very formal and like life.
It almost sounds like you need a reminder.
I never get a call. It's like an auto reply.
It's like something from a dentist office.
Yes, you have an appointment today with God. He brought you here. So remember to give your mom flowers, because I know how to use the internet, but I refuse to. So,
here's something I didn't. I just give your mom flowers on your birthday?
No, my dad does this bit. And I always use the code TMOS every Valentine's Day her birthday and anniversary. Well, he will text me and ask me to pick up flowers and take him over to mom, right? Because he's always out of town somehow. Right.
Your mom's got a good life, though.
You know, my gosh.
Your father calls you on your birthday and reminds you to give your mom flowers.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
And you know what? I do.
Yeah.
You because
do.
He's my
you're
dad.
You're a good son. Sure. You're a good son. That's it.
Because he took the time to use the free app.
And then he goes, did you know your mother's sick? I said, yeah, Dad. I'm going over there later on this
What's
week.
What's the matter with your mom?
She's got bronchitis, but she's being very, very dramatic about the whole thing. Yeah. I said, hey, Mom, have you called the doctor?
Oh, no. Stop it. Don't play that. God.
Hey, Mom, have you called the doctors in the family? And she goes, nobody cares.
Oh, no.
I said, well, I'm going to text them all because I'm a DJ and I can't do much more than bring you some medicine.
Right.
Because I have all the medicine in the world, but nobody cares. I'm like, all right, you're being dramatic. I got to go to Big
Ol'
Dukes.
You take care. Even on your 43, you take care of your mama. I would not be doing my job if we did not get this in.
Yeah.
I know he's been waiting patiently, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Do you have the music?
I do.
Do you have the music? Because we've got 4 minutes left, and 3.5, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, 3:15.
Our chief movie reviewer, I saw him. You know, Mac, you turned towards me, and I could see it on your face that you thought I was going to forget you.
I did not forget you.
I know.
He made a special trip in today, and he cuffed his shirt really nice. He looks good.
That's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Mike McIntosh at the movie.
Mac-a-jack.
So I went to the movies this weekend, saw a movie I'm not going to review. It was Tomb Raider. Let's just say it was really bad.
Okay.
So I needed a palate cleanser. So on Monday night, I went to a different movie. The movie is Isle of Dogs. And
What is it again?
Isle of Dogs.
Isle of Dogs.
La Isla de los Perros.
Yes.
Isle of Dogs. I haven't even heard of it. Carla and I are looking for a movie to go see on Saturday because we've got a babysitter. and I have not seen anything. What's the one with the Jennifer Lawrence? Is it Red Sparrow? That got panned.
Horrible.
Have you seen? Have you seen that one?
Yes, I reviewed that previously. Did not like it. It was
you
very
hated
confusing.
It, right?
Yes. Good ending. Yeah, you hated that very one. Confusing.
Story. Sorry, I didn't remember that you're.
It's fine.
Yeah, it was here last week.
Are you sure you reviewed it, or did we just talk about it?
No, he reviewed
I reviewed it.
I must have
tuned it out. You reviewed it formally?
Yes.
Yes.
It was memorable. I remember that.
That was probably one of your greatest moments on the show.
Right.
It was great. So,
remember that time we didn't remember his review?
Best of. So, what is Isle of Dogs?
Isle of Dogs is a stop-motion movie made by the director Wes Anderson. The previous movie I saw of his was Grand Budapest Hotel, and I loved it. The cinematography,
great film.
Yeah, the cinematography of that movie is wonderful. I love looking at it.
And the acting is kind of quirky. And
yeah,
fun
it's a very
and
quirky, and this is a very similar movie. It is stop motion, but almost shot the same way. Like the framing of the shots are made the same way as Grand Budapest Hotel.
Great cast,
which I loved looking at. It is just the same quirkiness of Grand Budapest Hotel, but it's all about dogs. It's set in Japan. All the humans.
Bony.
Speak Japanese, but all the dogs have been translated into English. All the barks have been translated into English. And it's just, it's a story about a boy, or all the dogs.
Do any of the dogs take Adderall?
They can't.
Somewhat.
Sad.
So
it's illegal over there. Oh, I knocked my microphone over. That was funny. They can't. They'll get arrested.
So the general.
Dog jail.
Right in the pound.
The general story of the movie is there is a new leader in Japan who absolutely hates dogs.
What?
Sent them all to a trash island, every single one of them, and then there's one boy who goes there to find his dog, and the other five dogs help him find it.
Aww. How'd you like to have to do pickup duty on that island?
You said stop action. What's
stop
is that,
motion.
Like animated? Stop it, motion?
It's like Gumby with animation.
That's what I thought.
It's like Gumby with animation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. But all right. It's made like, it's looks low budget, but it is so well made. Like the fight scenes, they're just cotton everywhere. Like how they, you know, those clouds when there's like a group fight in the old cartoons.
Yes, mm-hmm.
They use it with like cotton, and it's the same.
Are there
style.
Any California raisins in it?
What?
Any California raisins in it?
No California raisins.
Wallace or Gromit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stop motion.
I guess Gromit might be on the island.
I'd need all the flipping Maui Wowie in Hawaii to go to see that thing.
I'll check it out. I'm going to go see
92%.
Yeah, 92%.
Hey, have you seen Molly's Game?
Yes, I did.
We're thinking about going to see that this weekend. Do you think it'll be good for me?
Yes, for you. Yes, it would be great. For
why?
Me, yes.
It's got a liberal
for you.
Agenda.
I mean, I kind of know.
Got a liberal agenda. Yeah, that's how I base all my films. They have to have.
Well,
a
I mean, it's
agenda.
Very heavy on the gambling. So I mean, that's
that
why.
That scene
for
with
him.
The March for Our Lives is fantastic. Where Mike beats up the conservatives.
All right, for the dog movie Isle of Dogs. How many orange sweatshirts? Five being the best.
Five.
Wow,
and I would like to add Wes Anderson, my first favorite director.
Ooh. What about Molly's Game, quickly?
I would say that would be a 4 out of 5.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's exciting.
Did you see Ready Player One this weekend?
Yes, definitely. Right.
Pop culture.
A lot of pop culture.
All right, we're going to thank you, Mac. That's Mac's Movie Review. Woo! Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll take a break. We're going to reverse order here. We're going to do the Audio Vault next.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we will, after the Audio Vault, we will have our last minute thoughts on our boy, Oscar, on his milestone
how
birthday,
nice.
40. That's the way I feel like doing it, because I'm just loaded with cough syrup. No, I'm not. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Freights with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I discuss yet more new additions to the White House, chaos or strategery, and the credibility of a porn star.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MikeO'MaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. Do you want me to sing?
You know, I don't think you should today. You could have. You could have.
I can.
You do? Do you want music for it?
Okay.
All right. This is a music bed I like to play just once a year, Mike. It's Liberace.
In your Easter bonnet with the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest P1 in the bonus yogi.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
No Easter basket is complete without a TMOS bonus show subscription on the all-new Greaseman show. Yes, friends. Hey, maggots. We have so many maggots. We have maggots, tuna, fish. One simple click at the TMOS website and you're all set. A perfect gift for a rabbit TMOS fan. They won't be cross. That's the same jokes. No, that's how you've been using the jokes all week.
Well, come they've on. Been rotating in and out. There's some new ones coming.
They'll sure be happy. Thou shalt not pass over this great deal. If you do, you'll be plagued by guilt. And I don't want to hear a peep out of you. Every week on the bonus show, your TMOS friends hang around for an hour and really nail it. Oh, Rob.
Pony, why do you write that?
I'm sick.
Just hop on down the bunny trail and click the gift bonus show banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Yeah, you can send the gift certificate. When I'm sick, I sound like the grease man. That's the kind of pipes he had, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. From the deck of the Jack Tire. Send it directly to the recipient so they can start enjoying the bonus show right away, along with their deviled eggs and leg of lamb. Yum. They'll get access to all the bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please don't be a dumb bunny. Quit sucking. If you buy it, we'll get out your hair. What?
Get out
if
of your
If you buy
hair.
It, we'll get out your hair. Okay. I know. It's you've been doing the Lord's work here. The
exactly, because it's
show.
Easter.
Right. Where's your Messiah now?
See?
Where's your Messiah now? Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, March 29th.
It's Friday. 30th.
March 30th. I'm sorry.
Good Friday.
All right.
First baseball games of the season started yesterday, Mike, and the first pitch was a home run. This hasn't happened in some like 30 years, I think. The player is a player for the Cubs. His name is Ian Happ.
Ian Happ hit 7 home runs in spring training, 5 of them leading off the game. I expect him to take a pretty healthy cut here if he gets a juicy-looking first-pitch fastball from Urania.
Urania to Happ.
Urania.
And a drive to right.
Go, baby!
What were you saying, Jenny?
Yes, sir!
Go!
Mimsy.
The season has begun.
We want to thank the Cubs Network. That's Walter Matthau with the call.
Here comes the pitch. There comes the pitch. It's over the plate and it's gone, long gone.
May I say thank you to the Boston Red Sox for not making their fans wait for torture. Well done.
Really?
Against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Tampa Rays and a 4-0 lead taken into the 8th inning against a team built to lose. That's the way the team was described.
Tampa,
built to lose. Way to go, Joe Kelly. So glad you're back in a Red Sox uniform so you can come in and suck up the joint. After Chris Sale pitches brilliantly through 6 innings, and you come in and just go, yeah, I'm Joe, not want to be there, Joe Kelly. And the Tampa Rays beat the Boston Red Sox 6-4 in the opening day game. Tragedy. Yay.
And nowhere to go but up, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect season so far.
Hope springs eternal.
For the Rays. God. Colbert last night did a bit that I thought of in my head, but I didn't think anyone would actually have the guts to do it. The National Security Advisor, John Bolton, had quotes from John Bolton sung by Michael Bolton.
The new National Security Advisor, John Bolton, has said some pretty scary things, but we here at The Late Show have found that those things are far less scary when sung by Michael Bolton.
Preemption opponents argue that action is not justified because Pyongyang does not constitute an imminent threat. They are wrong. The threat is imminent. My walrus mustache can kill on command. He never said that, but I bet.
Michael Bolton has a good sense of humor about himself, so good for him. When I first saw this video, and it's on our Facebook page, so make sure you check it out, it troubled me because this guy is so drunk that he's rambling and not making any sense at the front of the video, and he appears to be in the driver's side.
Yes.
Then I realized it's a European video and the steering wheel's on the wrong side, so he's not driving. But the driver does slam on the brakes just long enough for his forehead to crack the windshield.
And we wanted to give it rest of it on the web as well.
Your wind's been all right.
Just laughing at him.
It's not my head, it's your wind screen.
A big, about 10-inch asterisk star of crack on the windshield after his forehead hits it. Oh. It's pretty great.
That's concussion worthy.
Yeah, but not if you're drinking. I think it saves you. I think the muscles are relaxed enough. Mike That's referenced funny. This at the front of the show. Roseanne got a call from Donald Trump, mm-hmm. and she talked about it. She, like Trump, I think did a phone interview on Good Morning America and describes what the Trump call was like, and it's so Trumpy.
Well, it was pretty exciting, I'll tell you that much. They said, hold please for the President of the United States of America. And, you know, that was about the most exciting thing ever. It was just a friendly conversation about working and, working. You know, television and ratings. He really President. Understands ratings and how they measure things. And that's kind of been an interest of mine, too, for a long time.
It's good to know that the president understands ratings and measuring things.
He loves TV.
He does love it's television.
Nice. He loves the magic box is his world. He loves that. And he called to congratulate her. And by the way, the political content on that show is, you know, if you're a Roseanne fan and yeah. you're a Democrat, don't fret because
it goes both ways.
There's a lot of dynamic in there, and the politics of the show is not the primary motive. And okay. really, you know, I think that I'm glad that Roseanne, she really did support President Trump,
yes.
But the show is not skewed that way. So okay. don't be mistaken, and I'm still going to watch the show and see what happens.
I think you're going to like this, Mike. I did not like when they did the Paul McCartney cover album, when other rock artists did Paul McCartney's album, but pretty soon, I think in the next couple weeks, there's an album coming out called Revamp, and it's the music of Elton John and Bernie Taupin that pop artists are going to cover. The single that dropped yesterday is Lady Gaga doing Your Song. She is great.
And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done,
it's hard to put my finger on why I like her voice so much, but the word I keep coming back to is purity. There is something so pure about it.
Like that is so made for her voice. Yes. That's terrific. What a great Fantastic. Piece of music. I might be acquiring that one.
I Absolutely. Believe Elton John, he tweeted or Instagrammed, he said, absolutely incredible. Wow. He's so yep. happy for her.
Yeah, right. she's fantastic. I mean, she just has moments. Look, the bottom line is Lady Gaga has those moments of brilliance. It's why she's Lady Gaga.
Super, yeah,
and that it. Is really, I love that. That's fantastic.
I also love Bruno Mars, so let us close with this. He's currently on tour in Australia, and he posted a video on Twitter of him holding a koala bear and doing cheesy pickup lines. And if I was Bruno Mars,
good for him.
I would love to do something like this because this is funny.
What's up, girl? Maybe I can get your phone number so I can koala you up sometime. Take you on vacation. Sip on some pina coladas. Because I don't believe in quantity. I believe in quality.
He believes in quality, you see. That's your Magic Audio Vault, everybody.
All right, we will take a short break, and when we come back, a few words about Oscar on his 40th birthday tribute show.
Yay!
That's right. It might not sound like it, but we're actually paying tribute.
Is it?
To Oscar.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it saved me from writing that thing. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
And now, advice from intern Emily.
Shalomi, my homie. Passover is tonight, and that means it's time for some unleavened fun. Here's my recipe for chocolate smothered matzah. Preheat the oven to a hot 375 degrees. Arrange your matzah to fit into a pan. Break those dirty little boards if they don't fit. Combine butter and brown sugar together in a saucepan over medium heat. Stir and stir until it finally comes to a boil. Slowly but firmly pour the mixture all over the matzah, just smothering it in slippery goodness. Put it in the oven and turn down the heat to 350. hold it together and keep it in there for 10 minutes. Finally, take it out of the oven and sprinkle some chocolate chips all over so the chocolate melts so smoothly. Serve this little slice of unleavened heaven to family and friends at your Seder tonight. Ciao, Bella.
Oh my God, made my weekend. That is fantastic.
She's actually home to observe Passover with her mom, but they are listening live right now. So hello, Emily. Great job.
Emily, you hit it out of the park. Awesome. Oh, way to go. Hey, here's to the AU Eagles, everybody. Yeah. Awesome. Another fantastic kicking production. Ass. Oh, I love my interns. I really, really do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. Mm-hmm. You're doing a great job. But you can always do better.
Better.
What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
I was tickled yesterday to find out that we are now both Dyson families. And mm-hmm. the Dyson vacuum that I actually have in my home, the Dyson Ball multi-floor canister vacuum, on sale at Amazon right now, over $100 off. And what's great about it, doesn't use vacuum bags. You just empty out the canister, rinse it, rinse the filter. Once you buy this thing, it'll run forever and you never have to buy parts for it. But it's this Dyson Ball vacuum, and we love it, and you can get it at Amazon.
Make sure you rinse that filter so you don't get pug funk. Amazon really does have everything. You can find that Dyson and more at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. So get clicking. So it is the end of our Oscar Santana 40th birthday show. I'll go first. Oscar, I wish you a wonderful
40th birthday show.
Oscar's birthday.
I hope you have a wonderful, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And, you know, very kind. Have a great time with your best buds. You are an invaluable part of this show for all of us. For me, as a business person, I could not do what I do without you. And you've become a friend and a mentor and a little brother, all like wrapped into one. And it's great. I hope you have a spectacular birthday. And, you know, on certain subjects, I think they're all very public. People know. I certainly hope you get your mind right someday. I'm not sure whether that'll ever happen. And for the chronic tardiness, I don't, you know, it's like having a cult that you try to break. And I fear that the wildness of his tardiness will never be broken out of
Oscar. Untamed
heart. Nothing. I've tried, yes. And there's just nothing. I get up on that pony, and it's just it rides out of the stage.
I'm like Tristan in Legends of the Fall.
That's exactly what I thought.
Frustrating. Now, Pony, you have known Oscar longer than anybody. You know, you've been associated with him for a long time. He brought you over when I guess what Chad was frustrated with you or something like that. And
well, no, the station flip format.
Yeah. No. Big O and Dukes fired him for stealing pens.
Oh, that's right. The big blue ones. The ones with the blue cap.
Right.
What do you have to say to your friend and mentor, Mr. Oscar Santana?
Well, just that. He is a magnificent mentor, but also sometimes a bit of a monster and a scab picker. Uh-huh. But he always gets the best out of you. I think that if not for Oscar, I would not be half the worker that I am today. Oh. And I appreciate that immensely. And so sometimes while you're kind of a douche, I look up to you and appreciate everything you've done for me.
That's nice.
So, that's so tender really and warm.
Heartwarming.
That is so very, very douche. Tender and warm. Do we want to let Max say anything before your big brother over here?
And we've got Rofo in here as well.
Oh, that's
good. We do have Rofo. Yes. Okay, before we get to Mac, and Rob's going to be last, of course. Let's see what Rofo has to say about Oscar on his 40th.
Concussed Rofo.
Yes.
Are you really concussed? Do you really have a concussion?
No. Your eyes are much more aligned today.
Oh, thank you.
That looks good. Yeah.
Yesterday, it was like one of those little toys you shake up and the eyeballs go
It was
everywhere.
Like talking to an obese Marty Feldman. It was
googly-eyed.
Yes.
Googly-eyed. So for Oscar, I really enjoy getting to know him, and he's helped me. One, he gave me a shot with this show, agreeing me to come on, be an intern, and then really I've grown from there. He's helped me, you know, become a better broadcaster, a better professional, and has really taught me a lot of and passed along a lot of his business sense. And speaking of business, I'm looking forward to more of those Podcast Village business meetings.
Yeah. Good man.
Hey, there you go.
Good guy. Thank you.
Oscar has weighed in on everybody else, and now Mac will give you a chance to weigh in on Oscar. Go ahead.
Oscar, you have been a great friend, and I want to give you a gift.
Oh.
And I will give you that gift at Micro Center on Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Finally, a little respect. Oh, well, you're not running for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, Rob, I've got a little thing to read after this, but you go ahead. I know you're
Do we have words from Adrian?
We have Adrian.
Oh, Adrian is here. I didn't know Adrian. I can't see, guys, so I can't see who's here. Adrian, and go ahead.
Little,
lay it on him.
He's a little little guy anyway.
Yeah, so. You two have butted heads on a regular basis.
He's A-OK in my book.
Okay, go ahead, Adrian.
What can I say about Oscar?
Here we go.
Feels like it was only yesterday that I remember listening to the 30th birthday party that you guys had on Big O and Dukes.
At my parents.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
So I can't believe it's been 10 years. So Oscar, just want to thank you for everything, for all the opportunities, for staying patient with me. No. And I wish you another 10 years of good health, of success,
only
of happiness.
Yeah.
I mean, we're doing intervals here.
Let's not get greedy here. Let's not get greedy. 10 solid.
All right.
10 at a time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you.
Bail. All right,
very good. Rob Spiewak, you have more interaction with Oscar than just about anybody on the show. So I know people listen to you guys button heads all day.
I can't believe the pony would call him a douche when, in fact, Oscar is a dick. That's what we need to say.
That's true.
It is so exciting to do a show with Oscar. And let me give you an example. Anytime there is stuff done after we leave the studio and we come in, and it's like a Rubik's Cube to put the studio back together. Mm-hmm. And things are hidden and things are where they not should be and wires need to be run. But here, that being said, it's always for the betterment of the show. He does make everyone here work at their best level. He's made me learn more about working and more about myself and even a little bit about how to run a business. And for that, I'm thankful. Your intelligence and your drive is amazing. And you can't forget it because he tells you about it all the time. Let me say this. If something is done in this studio and Oscar was the one who did it, you will know that Oscar is the one who did it.
I like that.
But you know what?
I'm Irish, and that's where the whole Bolivian-Irish connection is, because we are all about credit and blame. Credit and blame is huge in their culture, and it's huge in ours.
But I'll never forget working alongside Oscar building the living room studio in Manassas.
Yes.
And when he brought us into D.C. and putting together Podcast Village and just watching him like a man on fire making all of this work. But
man,
I think
on fire.
The thing that I am most thankful for, and this is from the bottom of my heart, is the times that we have sat for some reason or another, just you and I doing the show. And when you sit to my left and you keep the show on track and you make everyone around you better, you have honestly made me a better broadcaster. Aww. And for that, I thank you.
Thank you, man. That's very sweet.
That is a
wonderful. I was expecting this. This is pretty wild. And Gary Stein just came in.
Gary Stein just popped up on Skype.
I can't see. What happened?
What are you doing?
Unfortunately, we can't hear him.
We can't hear Gary. We can't hear Gary. So Tony Perkins is doing a show in here after your show, Mike.
Right?
And
I can't see, guys.
So all we see is Gary Stein's mug. He superseded your call.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to hang up on Gary. Gary. Nice seeing you, buddy.
Get back on
me. Goodbye. Yes, we'll get back on you. Yes.
Oh, all right. He looks so sad.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing your faces, boys.
Nice palate cleanser. You got to return the call. We're going to be right there.
You have been put on hold.
There we go.
There you are. Jesus. Wouldn't be a TMOS if we didn't have
it. Why does Stein have that power?
It's an hour and a half early.
That was a
Stein
little
time.
Terrifying. That was a little weird.
For perspective, for those of you at home, we're talking to Mike, and Rob is saying some of the sweetest things I've ever heard him tell another human being. And out of the blue, on this big cartoon size screen in the studio where Mike is the
Gary
Wizard
Stein's
of Oz,
pops up. And that was Rofo that did that.
Grinning.
No.
Thanks, Rofo.
Stein called an hour and a half early.
It looked like an evil
dictator.
It looked like an evil dictator taking over a television stream.
Yes.
So let me leave you with this today.
Thank you.
Listener Jason Goltz writes a message on the fan club page, or actually on my page. I'm not sure. Or he just posted it.
All right.
Said, okay, people. In regards to Pony not going to Japan and the show reaction, enough. Were Mike and Oscar a little harsh? Yep. Could they have been a little more understanding? Absolutely. Could Matt have done a little more research sooner? Also, yep. Was that episode hard to listen to? Yes, like your parents fighting. Bottom line, the guys work things out. That's what they do on the air. Would I get in a fight to defend Matt? Yes. Would I do the same for others on the show? Yes-a-ree. Does it really matter? Nope. Like the show, enjoy it, or don't. You won't convince people that believe the opposite here or anywhere for that matter. No one truly cares what you think online. Go talk to someone in person and create or extend a real relationship. Sorry to preach. Not sorry. That was, I thought that was something really special, and I wanted to single out Jason for that. And then, of course, Beth Hoyle writes, you do realize you just did the very thing you're complaining about others doing, right? Thanks, Beth Hoyle!
Hey, you know what the fan page needs, Mike? The fan page needs a Hoyle change.
Yeah, and she writes, stop talking about it if you want it not to be talked about. No, Beth, it was nice. Something that I know doesn't seem to resonate with you all the time, Beth Hoyle.
Thanks for posting, pimple.
How dare you?
Nothing like a little hate to wrap up the week, there everybody. You are. Thank you very much. That's it. All right. I closed the door. Now I have to open it.
Right? No. You got to, it's open. You got to close it or they're going to get
reverse.
Out.
Wait.
Oh, I just hit that. God damn it, Michael. Everything's going to be.
Thank you.
All right. Is that normal now?
All is well.
Thanks for joining. Happy birthday, Oscar. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Thanks. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com and all regular mail to TMOS.
Oh, God.
Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 2007. Each day, 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end the gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again at the tuberculosis ward known as the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, Gary.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Yeah, boy! Boy!